To His Excellency Mr. Orette Bruce Golding, the Prime Minister of Jamaica. Mr. Prime Minister, you have the floor.
Mr. Chairman, Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for affording me the opportunity to address you briefly as you assemble for the second session of the Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction. You will no doubt engage in an assessment of the progress made since your first session in 2007. You will most certainly wish to measure the steps taken toward implementation of the Hyogo framework adopted in 2005, which set out a series of actions to be taken and targets to be achieved by 2015. You're almost at the halfway mark. Your evaluation will prepare you for that all-important Copenhagen conference scheduled for December. You will, I'm sure, applaud the concrete steps that have been taken, but I suspect that you will wrestle with frustration at those indicators where talk and declared commitments have not been matched by action and the exertion of will. It is symptomatic of so many global human development endeavors. I urge you not to be dispirited by failure where it has occurred, not to be overwhelmed by the understandable frustration you feel. Your mission is crucial to the well-being of the world, and your purpose must remain firm. For many countries, the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Your efforts to sensitize governments to the real and present danger of disasters and the costly consequences of lack of mitigation and preparedness must continue relentlessly. It is true that many governments are not sufficiently seized with the importance of disaster prevention. Too often we sit by and allow the environment to be degraded and made hazardous to live in because it is politically expedient to do so. But the stark reality is that disaster risk reduction and better management of our built environment require resources that many poor countries simply cannot find. Many countries are called upon to prioritize among priorities, to make painful choices between disaster risk reduction measures and, for example, building clinics, or supplying school lunches, or providing potable water. These are not esoteric issues. These are the hard, harsh reality for many countries. The Hyogo framework recognized this dilemma and called for adequate voluntary subscriptions to the United Nations Trust Fund for Disaster Reduction. That call has not resonated. It needs to be stronger because it is central to the successful implementation of Hyogo. I recall that you, Mr. Chairman, in your address at the first session in 2007, pointed out that in the previous year, 134 million people were victims of natural disasters that resulted in $35 billion in damage. A short while ago, in your remarks, you pointed out that last year, the number of persons who were affected by disasters was 200 million, and that the cost of the damage that was done amounted to $180 billion. Our exposure is deepening. The cost is rising. I do not have a figure as to what it would cost on an annual basis for countries to carry out appropriate disaster prevention measures. it is almost certain to be beyond the capability of most countries. The question, therefore, is, how are these costs to be financed? The United Nations Trust Fund does not have the robustness to finance these expenses. The voluntary contributions have not been substantial enough. The Caribbean was the first region to establish a regional catastrophe risk insurance facility, to which Jamaica subscribes approximately $5 million a year. This is equivalent to 0.4% of our gross domestic product. I ask you to consider for a moment that if the world committed to make an equivalent contribution to the UN Trust Fund, it would yield some $25 billion a year, more than the total budget of the entire United Nations system. It would make a vast difference to the United Nations' capacity to respond to the needs arising from natural disasters. It would make it possible to allocate substantial funds, perhaps on a matching basis, to countries that are unable to adequately fund disaster mitigation and risk reduction projects. It would place the noble objectives of the Hyogo framework within our reach, if not immediately within our grasp. It would help us to make good things happen rather than waiting helplessly for disastrous things to happen to us. It is something, Mr. Chairman, I suggest that we would do well to ponder. I thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, Prime Minister, for that very clear call.